علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic of prophethood, and we are currently focusing on the first sermon of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. We talked about this whole issue of how when the prophets came, the prophets came because at that situation, majority of the people, they changed that promise of God that was addressed to them, which was a promise of Tawheed, basically. Tawheed in all its senses. Tawheed in the acts of worship, Tawheed in turning to Allah. And Tawheed, most importantly, and of course, all of the Tawheeds are important, but we're focusing on this issue right now, Tawheed in the issue of legislation and in the issue of obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is supposed to be the ruler in all the affairs, unconditionally and absolutely. Now, when people started to change this, how they started to change it by giving other people extra rights. When other people took over that position and they started to legislate, or they found themselves to be above the law, and the people accepted that. When such a thing happened is when there were certain results, and that was that they began to become ignorant of the rights of God, because now they couldn't see God actively in the social procedures. And the other problem was they started to forge competitors for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, means other people got that absolute right for legislation. And the third thing is the devils came and blocked the path of knowing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Now, when you talk about the fact that the devils come and block the path of coming to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that means they come and introduce a certain system or certain things in the society that quenches the thirst, apparently and falsely, of the people who are seeking God. And now, because of their thirst being quenched, they no longer search for God in reality. And this is a big problem. And then we say that these Satans are of two types. There are internal Satans and there are the external Satans. The internal Satans include, for example, the people's desires, people's anger, people's maybe their rancor and jealousy and all of these kind of things that are pulling people towards the wrong direction. And then there are the external devils and satans that include these proud dictatorial rulers. It includes the jinn who, you know, whisper into people's ears. Metaphorically, they whisper into their hearts, really, and cause them to become misguided and things like that. But we also say that the reason why people become misguided by the external satans is because of the internal satans, when people listen to those internal satans. And that is why in the Day of Judgment, when people will complain to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and say, the mustakbirin, or the proud people, they are the ones who misguided us and took us away from the path of truth. When they will say that these proud people are the ones that took us away from the path of truth and from obedience, the mustakbirin will reply, those proud people, those people who are controlling others and forcing them in a way to do bad things, they will say that we did not make you do those things, but you accepted it yourself. We suggested it to you. We gave you some benefits. We scared you with some harm, and you accepted. So you are equally at fault in accepting our control over you. But of course, there are some people who fight, and those who fight are now, they kind of are excluded from this. There are those who just accept without fighting, and they just meek, and they don't fight for their rights. Both of them are punishable, and in fact, both of them will get double punishment according to certain verses of the Quran.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Now, this issue of the fight between the mustad'afin and the mustakbirin is repeated several times in the Holy Quran. And it gives us points us to a very important reality, that if a human being is not careful about, controlling his nafs, about taking serious steps for spiritual cleansing and to fight against those internal satans and devils that exist in his heart, then he is definitely prone to be misguided and be disturbed by these devils, these external devils and satans. Any negative factor that exists within us that pulls us towards the wrong direction, as I said, is Satan. And when a person, for example, is seated somewhere and these negative things, these desires, they start to pull him in that direction, he should just pause for a while and realize that is a Satan. That is a Satan for him. Or for example, if a person comes across a scene, outside, that is pulling him towards a wrong direction, immediately he should know that is a Satan. And that is the meaning of Shaytan in the Quran. It is there, it is pulling that person away from the right path and the right direction. And when a person is able to control these, then the external Satans don't have a ground to be able to influence this person. They can only influence when they see a weakness in that person. For example, when they see love of the world that exists inside this person, or they see the love for desires that exists inside him, or they see cowardice that exists inside him. When they see these negative factors inside him is when they can bank on them and influence a person towards the wrong path. So let us all pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we are always able to fight off these internal devils so that we can really be in control of our affairs when the external devils and satans, they come and try and misguide us and take us away from the path of truth. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Rome, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
هو
وبالكتاب مسدد والنور معنا باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من ناداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد منجد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه